Air France says that as of today, extremely overweight passengers will be allowed to occupy an adjoining seat for free as long as it's not a full flight, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
In January, rumors that Air France was forcing what it politely calls strongly corpulent passengers to purchase a second seat earned the company a few weeks of very bad publicity and the ire of obesity defense groups. Air France spokesperson Jean-Pierre Lefebvre denied the charges.
We aren't making anyone buy a second seat. We are proposing to them to buy one at a cheaper price. And if the flight's not full, we'll reimburse them the ticket. This is in no way discriminatory.
Lefebvre says most airlines charge full fare for a second seat and don't reimburse, and Air France is taking flak because it's talking publicly about a touchy subject. Béatrix de Lamberti with the French obesity defense group Allegro Fortissimo says the real problem for obese passengers is when they don't buy a second seat.
You might be kept off the plane. You may not be able to board if the decision is taken that you cannot fit in a seat, and it could be dangerous in case of a crash that you cannot get off the seat.
De Lamberti says that policy applies to nearly every airline, except in Canada, where it's against the law to charge for a second seat. U.S. and European carriers are still looking to harmonize practices for dealing with obese passengers. With obesity on the rise worldwide, it's a problem that isn't likely to go away soon. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.